had the best date ever.
The other person, not so much.
It's your second date update with John Monroe and Jackson.
I have to tell you, I think people are back to dating because the amount of emails I've received in the past week of, hey, I went out on a date and I was ghosted. Mm-hmm. People are back to dating and back to not calling each other back.
Oh, like, yeah, big time.
It's happening. And that's why we do the second date update where you've gone on that great date. You thought it went well. You expected a phone call back, but nope, it never happened. They social distance you to the extreme. And that's probably what happened to Curtis. We'll find out. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, guys.
So tell us what's going on. Is that kind of what happened? One date, no call, you're lost, you're confused?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay.
I met Carly online, and we talked for a little bit, maybe about 3 weeks or so before our first date.
Nice.
And she's a drinker, I'm a drinker, so I suggested we go to High West. Do you guys know High West? Whiskey tasting.
Oh, you went to the whiskey tasting room. That's fun. It's beautiful
up there. Yeah, I thought, okay, class it up a little bit, maybe a little bit different. I don't know. And she agreed, and I picked her up, and we drove out, and we had fun at the testing, and it was really fun. And we ended up doing the testing and sticking around for lunch before heading back to her place.
Nice. You guys really had a long date then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really long. It was cool. It was really going well. And anyway, I was trying to play it cool, and I was going to just drop her off, but she invited me inside.
Oh, yeah.
So went inside, a little more whiskey, and we ended up having a makeout sesh on the couch.
Wow. You guys really...
got cozy quick.
Yeah, got to know each other, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked beforehand, so I already felt comfortable with her and everything. And,
now, can I ask you, like, are we talking, did you spend the night over there? Or was it just some smooching and then you ended up leaving?
No, that was it. Yeah, nothing more. I went home after that. But I haven't heard back. She hasn't responded to me at all. And then I noticed she's back online dating, active on the site. So
you got used and abused. That's what happened there.
That's what feeling like that. I don't know.
Jackson, is it my old-timey makeout terms that you don't like when we do this? Is that what it is?
It's all really bad.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on that side of the room is just never very good.
Do I come off as someone who has not been in the game?
You have not dated
for a long time.
Since you were a sophomore in high school, and it shows.
Gotcha. All right. So that makes sense. Curtis, do you want us to try Carly and to call her up and see if we can find out?
Yeah, let's figure out what's happening here. I need to know.
All right, cool. Well, we'll get Carly's number from you, and then we'll call her next.
All right.
It's your second date update. We've been trying to help out Curtis. So Curtis met Carly online, and they ended up going out on a date together. Went whiskey tasting up at High West. It's a nice day. Got an expensive date. Good for you, Curtis. And even went back to Carly's place where there was some smooching that happened. That's it, though. Saying I was a gentleman, and he left after that, and now Carly is not calling Curtis back. Hey, Curtis, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Hey, we were able to track down Carly, so I'm going to just pick up with her, and don't say a word. We're just going to chat with her for a few minutes here, and we'll try to get to the bottom. Cool? Okay.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Carly, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Carly.
Hi.
I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here, and we do a morning show here in town on Mix 105.1. Got some time to chat with us?
Sure.
Really? Oh, cool.
I'm like, what's happening?
Awesome. Hey, let me ask you this, though. Are you a big fan of whiskey or beer? If you had to choose between the two of them, what would you go with first?
Oh, I think I'm a huge whiskey fan.
You're a huge whiskey fan. Oh, wow, cool. Have you ever been to High West?
Yeah, I actually was there a week or so ago.
Really? Wow, this is amazing, Carly. Sometimes I'm psychic, and the name Curtis is coming to my mind. Is that who you went to High West with?
Yes.
I got to tell you, back in the day, radio stations used to call and be like, hey, have you heard of this place? We're going to give you a $500 gift card. Now we're like, we're going to ruin your life.
We're not going to ruin Carly's
2020
life.
2020 has really done a number.
We're just going to have a conversation. Carly, Curtis actually called us because he said, you guys went on this date to High West and had a whiskey tasting, and it was so much fun. But, you're not calling Curtis back, and he's just wondering why. So do you mind if you kind of walk us through, like, did you enjoy the whiskey tasting?
Yeah, I mean, Curtis seemed really nice. We went to the whiskey tasting at High West, and it was fun. You know, I was feeling really good. We hung out for a while. I just honestly, I'm sorry, but I don't think that there's a future for us.
Is it something with his, like, career? Does he not seem like he's going to be someone who is able to provide for you, or?
No. I mean, I would never, that's a very dated statement to say. I would never say that. I would say that when we went back to my apartment, there was some kissing that happened. Okay. And during it, Curtis never closed his eyes.
Monroe.
That's terrifying. That's the scariest movie I've ever heard of.
Wait a minute.
It's so scary.
How does that even happen? How did you know? How did you know his eyes were open if your eyes weren't open?
Because I felt like somebody was staring at me.
Because she could just see one big eye, like right there.
It was total turn off mid-kiss. I was just like, whoa.
Wait, so that's why you're not calling me back?
I'm sorry.
Surprise, the creeper's back.
Carly, don't call Curtis a creeper.
Yeah, we don't know that he's a creeper yet.
Curtis has been on the phone listening in. Curtis, is this true? Do you like to kiss with the eyes open?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. That's cool.
I'm a visual person. She's beautiful. You're beautiful, Carly. You should have said something. I want to look at your face. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, but no thank you.
What?
So creepy.
So you're sitting there, you're looking at her, but you're so close, you're probably cross-eyed. Do you want to be making out with someone cross-eyed?
It's like the old 3D photos. You got to look through to truly see the image. That's what he's doing.
I didn't know there was a rule that you have to close your eyes when you're kissing someone.
Oh, yeah, that's like the number one kissing rule ever.